My name is Emily McCormick, and this changed my life. What's this, you ask? Good question. You'll find the answer as you listen in. My friends and I dive into everything from faith to fashion, culture to coffee, purpose to parenting, leadership to love, and so much more. So settle in and let's learn and laugh together. Hello, friends. Well, today is just me. I am not doing an interview with anyone, although I do have some exciting ones coming up. But not gonna lie, when I do interviews, it takes quite a bit more time because I've got to spend some time looking into just specific details that I would like to know personally about the people that I'm interviewing. And then also, of course, scheduling time to interview them. And then the editing, which I, to be honest, that is my least favorite part of this whole podcast thing. It is not easy. And I know I'm learning, trying to learn some easier ways, but right now, when I interview and then edit, it takes me so long. So anyways, today is just me, but I'm really excited because, I mean, a lot of you, if you've been journeying with me now, it's been, gosh, like 8 months, I think, of a podcast, of the podcast running, which is crazy to think. Thank you again. Just a side note, for those of you who message me on Instagram, or if you have my number and text me or email, whatever, I just really want you to know it's so encouraging. I'm by myself in my closet right now, so I don't see your faces. I don't see who is listening. I don't see how you're impacted, God willing, if you are, or encouraged. I don't see who you share it with. And so when you take a minute just to encourage me and to say, hey, thank you for this, or I resonated with this, or this inspired me to do this, or I learned something, it really means a lot. And when you write a review or share it on social media, all of that is just awesome because I really do long to encourage people. I long to point people to the truth of the gospel. I long to bring joy and laughter and share the things that I'm learning and then share other people's stories that I have learned from. So thank you. That is a little side note. But today, I've been reflecting and I thought it'd be fun just to kind of share honestly a little bit about myself and the journey that I've been on. I mean, I feel like it's been a long, long journey of just continually letting go of fear of man. And that looks different in many seasons of life. And freedom from those fears and people pleasing and caring what people think has just been a very kind of main prominent theme in my life. I don't know if you, when you look at your life, if you see themes of like, man, I really struggle with this insecurity, or, and it creeps up in different ways and you find yourself continually praying through fear or freedom from specific things, or maybe you feel like you've really overcome something, and it doesn't creep back in. But for me, just that people pleasing can easily creep back in. And you know, some ways are big and some ways are silly. And I want to share a silly example with you, but it's a silly example, but it also is a big deal because I am experiencing seeing freedom of, wow, God, you are really changing me. Like, well, sometimes the change comes by our partnering with God saying, I will continue to fight this battle. I will continue to bring it to you. I'll continue to say, I don't care what people think. That can't be my mantra. My main thing has to be, God, I care what you think, and I know what you say of me, and I want to honor you above everything else. So here's a little example, and then we will be done. I have always loved fashion, makeup, style. Like from a little girl, I would sit at my aunt's feet and watch her do makeup, and she would give me her old makeup. I had a best friend growing up whose mom did makeup. Any old makeup that she didn't want, I would want. If she did makeovers for people, I would want it. I had friends who were hairdressers, or their parents were hairdressers. I loved that whole thing. I always did. I always loved fashion and funky style. That's just how I am. Now, I have lots of friends who they're like, I never cared. I never knew it. It just like was not their thing. And I didn't ever think like, wow, this is totally the way that God has made me, because it seems silly and just kind of, I guess, random. But let's go back now to like Instagram world or podcast world even. Even conversationally, I often have minimized that part of me, specifically I'd say with like my online platform's a weird word, but like online presence, that's a better word, online presence, because I don't want, here's where the fear of man comes, I don't want people to think XYZ. I don't want them to think I'm vain. I don't want them to think I'm spending all this money on all these products, even if, whether they don't know if they were a gift or I saved, you know, gift cards for Christmas, or if, you know, they don't know if I made money some other way, if somebody, like, they don't know those details. But my fear is I don't want people to think blank. If, and in my role specifically, to be honest, just being pastor's wife, helping lead, you know, a church, I have that also in my head of, like, in this weird way, like, do I have to only post things that have something to do with church or Jesus? And it's like, no, we're all encompassing humans. So if you're a chef and you, or maybe you're not even a chef, but you just really love to cook, you don't have to not post about that or not write about that because you only want to write about things that are, let's say, spiritual. Because here's the other thing, friends. I have found so many evidences of Jesus and grace and truth in the things that I love, even with makeup and fashion and style. Like, even with my daughter, who's six, she also happens to love all the things that I love, which is just a fun little perk because it's very fun for us. But she's already saying things like, Mom, I want to go put blush on or something. It's just silly. And she doesn't know how to do it. It's all over her face. But I'm like, do you like it? She's like, yeah, I like it. I'm like, great. And, or I'll be saying, I want to wear something. And I'm like, man, I can't tell if I like this or not. Like, not like talking about weight or anything like that. That's a whole other issue. I really go hard on not making weight an issue. But if it's like a, I don't like my hair, I'm like, oh, it looks kind of weird. She's like, well, if you like it, it doesn't matter. And so it's really fun to see even the freedom in her. But I get to see ways that my creativity, my God creator, created me, and I can express it through that creative means, be it fashion, be it makeup, hair, whatever. And I'm not an artist. I don't paint. I'm not a chef. I don't cook. There's a lot of areas of creativity that I don't have. And so for me, it's a creative outlet that the creator God put in me, these creative things and thoughts and a creative eye to see how makeup can be done or to see how clothing can be worn, in my opinion, of how I like. Now, it doesn't mean everybody likes it, but all that to say, this is the silliest example, but even in the last week, I had posted on my Instagram, like, fun Valentine's gift ideas. And I even debated, I'm like, okay, I'm going to post like lipstick and face masks and hairspray. And I'm like, my first thought is like, are people going to think like, well, or the fear of like, are people think, does she think that I have money to just go buy a $20 hairspray? Or like, that's not important. There's other, you know, hard things going on in the world. This doesn't matter. And I had to just let that go of like, first of all, I can't care what people think. This is something that's fun for me. I love getting to talk to other girls. So many people have messaged me being like, I never did makeup. Thank you so much. This is so fun. I've always wanted a lipstick. This is my first one I ever bought. And I wear it now just for fun, and just it's like makes me smile, and it's just fun. And so it's been this little thing that I've started saying, I just can't care. I don't want to live my life spending so much time being exhausted, thinking so much about what people think. And ultimately, I stand on account to my God creator, to my King, to Jesus, saying, God, did I honor you with my time? Did I honor you with, yes, my posts? Did I honor you with fill in the blank? And so I just want to encourage you, whoever you are, you have creative expressions for a reason. You are drawn to certain things or gifted at certain things for a reason. And I just don't want to spend any more time worrying about other people because it's just a waste of time. And friends, isn't it exhausting? I find it exhausting. And I just don't want to live that way. And I don't want to model that for my children. I mean, that's a huge convicting one. I've got 5 kids. And I often think, man, what am I modeling for them? I find my words saying to them, you know, it doesn't matter what other people think. If they, you know, does my hair look weird? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Who cares? Do you like it? Great. Wear it, you know? I just don't want to model for them caring what people think and people pleasing. So silly example for me with this example this week of just posting makeup and hair spray and random tips that are things that I love. But it's also another silly thing. Like, I love, if you have not picked this up, I love sharing about things that I love. Like, telling, that's why I named this podcast this. This changed my life because I say that about lots of things. There's a pair of shoes I'm staring at right now in my closet. My Doc Marten boots that have, I love them. I would not say they've actually changed my life, but yes, I'm like, they've changed my life. I wear them with everything. They go with everything. Like, I could talk about them. And so it's just the way that I am. And I don't want to withhold that, the joy that I have in sharing those things. And it's fun. And so now, hold me accountable. If all of a sudden all I talk about is makeup and fashion, that is not my goal. I always want to bring encouragement to the scriptures, encouragement to Jesus, for Jesus, about Jesus, point you to truth. That is ultimately what brings me most life, most passion, most joy. But I want to pair it with also being me and not withholding that out of fear. So anyways, I hope that that encourages somebody today. If anything, that it makes you giggle and think, wow, okay. Or maybe you're like, really? You cared about that? That you were worried what people think? And you can just think, well, that's lame and I'm glad you're free from that. And I'm sure I'll have to surrender that many more times. But all right, friends. Well, I'm excited to share some future interviews with you in the coming weeks when I have a little bit more time to edit. But for now, thank you for listening and we will meet on here again soon.